Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tune in. Everybody, you need to hear this, okay? Or go about this. I am co-host Talk Dude. And you are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. All right. On the other side of this phone line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK.
Yes, this is Comedy Organic OK. I did not confiscate. I did not deny the freedom that you truly are part of naturally. Organic. Now, I've been having discussion. I had a couple discussions in regards to what is the difference between organic and the cross-contaminating aspect of what I've been explaining to people. And I explained to them, hey, listen to me. If you in your life is contaminated within the environments of contaminating, then you are contaminating others as you don't realize it. Now, if one is able to disconnect the resource of being plagiarized contamination resources, problems are something that happen in nature, in your life. And once you change the contamination, cross-contamination that could be compromising your growth to be successful. Think about cross-contamination on roses, right? I said this before.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like. Don't the roses look very awful when they have contamination, have things growing on, fungus growing on there?
Yes, it ruins the beauty. It ruins that rich sort of tapestry, that sort of divine style. Life's like that, isn't it? Tell us how.
Come on now, man. You've been talking so much in a way that people have been motivating. In a short period of time, man, you piled your words on top of each other like a person that wants X dessert. Did you realize we just told somebody you just piled that information on top of each other? Did you not realize that?
I realized it.
Yeah, you know you did that to people. Don't try to trick people. You know you did that. You just piled a lot of information on someone. And then look at them like you didn't give them extra information. Now, I must take the time to say those out there that when if you had ice cream, right, and this is what you just did. Somebody said, hey, can I get 2 scoops? And somebody said, hey, how about getting a banana split? You say, banana split? Yeah, that's 3 scoops ice cream. And what else? Other toppings on top of that. Whatever you prefer. What is your banana split option? Some people want, do you want cherries on their banana split? Do you eat cherries on your banana split?
They're better that way.
Okay.
Ice cream's always better when you put like a cherry, a little bit of topping on it, you know. Be the cookie.
Don't let me confuse you, sir. I'm getting to a point, and you're going to sabotage the message.
Fine.
You did that. You gave them what they are possibly not aware of they're looking for. And sometimes when someone gives you extra and you're not expecting it, guess what happens? They get spoiled. You know what it's like when someone gets spoiled as a person?
Oh, yeah.
That and more. That's the thing people don't tell you about. Comedy acts, quite often, someone does a good act, as happens.
What?
People get addicted. They want more. And a comedian, they get loose. And say, oh, I get a good job, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
What's the hardest thing to do is to continue pushing comedy to be funny. Guess what happens when you do that and you go into the general population? Guess what happens?
Tell us.
It can be the demise of your life. See, comedy doesn't necessarily translate to being funny in real life when people are on the edge. That becomes the most explosive and contaminating for their, I would think, in moments for their control, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you start touching things to people that you don't realize you're touching, that could heal them as you move along, because it happens.
Tell us.
It started to mostly condemn them from their own thoughts. Come on now. And that becomes the factor of you just giving them the resources to hang their own thoughts. And guess what happens? They get mad at the resources that you provide them. And they resent you for not what you just offer them in the conversation, just to be humorous, but because that is something that they've been dealing with, and you figure out another level, they carry all their trash and put it right there. And you kind of, in a way, brought all their problems out and say, hey, this is all your problems. And then instead of looking at you as someone to heal their problems, they started looking at resentment. The words you said became more important than all the words they've heard, and that becomes a fall. Think about in history how people have got magical experience in seeing things. It becomes, think about how you, this, everyone, this, my, you know, having, my name is Comedy Organic Okay.
It is.
Comedian Organic, okay, for this particular platform. I say Comedian Organic, okay. But I'm Comedy Organic, okay, on the bigger turnaround of organic of a comedy. Now, I say on all that, saying, think my co-host, Talk Dude. Talk Dude, come on now. Let's just give a round of applause to your effort, your anticipation, and your insight on your ability to connect. Now, you know, for a long, very long time, you have the ability to touch people where the heart have lost the touch. You come there with the actual generator on top of the life supply of filling the heart's moments. Ooh, did I say something? I know I did.
You did.
Yeah, because you've been this guy that's been magical for a long time. Even as young, this guy's been like this. Man, I ain't going to tell all his information and business. That's this guy, intellect property. He needs to be able to present this as he gained this, because he's been organic and been being a part of connecting his experience that's been deep inside of his, you know, releasing moment to elevate his caring ability. Those are magical abilities that when I think about it, as I see other comedians, this guy's like birth of life that left and came as a reflection, light that shine off of a mirror, right? You're enlightening somebody's eyes that people would have to put sun shades on. The reflector, they don't know what kind of light you are. And that's the stage light that your mind have been molded for, man. That's amazing. How do you do it? Don't tell the secret yet. It's going to be coming some point in time, people. If he will let it go. Believe me, he will let it go. I have to say that because he will let it go. He's going to let it go right now. Now, I must slide away and allow the true capacity of his desires to speak on moments. Moments free from the Talk Dude. Yes, he's coming alone, giving information. Those out there would be taking appreciation for the Mr. Talk Dude. Talk Dude, welcome. Applause to Mr. Talk Dude. Thank you, everyone. take this moment to listen. Talk to me. Go ahead. Speak your volume of points.
All right. Organic pimping. Now, what is it really? Now, at first, I think you figured out it's the first step to improving the life of yours. You got to get down to the brass tracks of you, the bare brass tracks of you. Improve yourself. See, your soul, yourself needs to be fed. It needs to be nourished, like that plant you're talking about. It's too easy to get contaminated. Every day, as often as possible, you got to feed the beast.
I gotta say this.
Feed yourself.
Keep going, man. I hear you, man. I just have to say that. Keep speaking, man. I'm like the hype behind the hype.
Now, here's the thing. It can be so tricky. Now, some people try to feed them. Some people try to feed themselves about this all too wrong. Some people even eat compulsively. You know what I'm talking about. They have an emptiness they feel in the pit of their stomach, and they eat. They eat ferociously. You know, that hunger you have, you mistake it for food hunger. You binge.
Come on, speak to the people.
I mean, really. I know a lot of basically plus-sized people, people who didn't that type of hunger. They developed a habit. It's not the same thing. I mean, some eat because eating feels good, and it's a really good feeling to think they can acquire.
You've been talking about eating. Don't say that. That's a secret. Don't tell my secrets, mister. Oh, excuse me. That's a different conversation. I apologize, everyone. As he was speaking, I had some words to say. I was talking behind the talking. Excuse me, Mr. Talk Dude. Was I distracting you in any capacity?
Slightly.
Of course not. I was talking to the mirror of the words. Excuse me. Apologize. Be back in a moment.
Fine. Let me start over. Organic pimping. What is it really? Figure it out. It's the first step to improving that life of yours. You got to get down to the bare brass tracks of you and improve yourself. Your soul needs to be fed every day as often as possible. You got to feed that beast. Feed yourself. Now, too many people go about this all wrong. They eat compulsively. You know what I'm talking about? They feel an emptiness in the pit of their stomach, and they eat. They eat ferociously. You felt this? The hunger you have in you. You mistake it for food hunger. You binge eat. I know a lot of plus-sized people, people who basically developed a bad habit. They eat compulsively. Food is the only pleasure they get, a natural eating thing. They eat. And you know what? Because they don't know which hunger is which. It's not the same thing. Some people eat because eating feels good, and it's the only good thing they think they can acquire. Sure, it feels that way for some of us, doesn't it? See, nurturing the soul with organic pimping is a little trickier. It's not as easy as stuffing your face. It's not. Now, organic basically can tell us the difference, right? Are you feeding your soul? See, I get the feeling many of you out there in Radio Land aren't doing it as much as you should. Your soul is largely unfed. Unnourished.
You know, you've been asking me questions. Keep talking. I am part of the perception.
I want to invite everyone here to get into this program, everyone here to just dive in.
Don't just dive in, because diving in is another part of being a part of, as the water tickles the comedy that's in the plasma. Yes, said it. Inside the plasma. If that plasma be tickling that blood, because the blood is separate from the plasma. Even though it's more plasma than that blood, it's moments where happiness truly fulfilled. Just listen for a moment. Happiness fulfilled. That's the argument we're getting at. We're trying to get the happiness fulfilling. Fulfill. And now I must connect. Talk Dude have been a comedian for several moments of years that's been looking for the inspiration to be inspired, because he's so luxury with comedy words. Sometimes he get the options that people have never truly connected with sometimes. And what happens is it becomes almost like dessert when someone don't eat it. It becomes a lot of treats. Everyone don't understand treats. Once you understand the right rewards, rewards become another life of expression. Yes, I said expression. Now, this is comedian. Organic, okay. This is comedian. Organic, okay. This is comedy. Organic, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am that person. Organic, okay. Comedy, comedian. Yes, sure. Yeah, I follow under those things. I'm on a change, almost like, hey, I want to put socks. Yes, I want to put shoes on. Yes, the comedy is part of, like, those parts, right? Like, yeah, a part, yeah, I put socks on. Yes, yes, did you grease your feet? Yes, I greased my feet. Yeah, I did that. Did you wash your feet? Yeah, it's steps to these things here, right? It's steps to being successful, right? Yes, you want clean feet. Yes, I want clean feet, right? I want clean shoes. I want clean socks. It's steps to these things here, right? It steps to being organic. It steps to, okay, I roll a tip of ingredients that stiff, right? Yes, I've been a part of that. I thought about these things. People said, why? Someone asked me, why? I argue, okay, because it's a part of ingredients that we use together, okay? So my name said, okay, yes, it's an ingredient that's okay. My ingredient, part of your life. My name is a part of your life. My name is organic. My name is coming back. My name is on the boomerang turnaround. Yes, my name, just like that impact, yes. And my symbol, okay, it's, yes, it's a peace sign, but it's actually a rotating motion of a boomerang because I get down like that, organic. Yes, I've created that. And I've been, for several years, people say, yes, it's an organic experience. Now, people have been on this wave. I've been sitting here talking about, let me put this inside of the, I've been stretching these organic words into the orbit that people are pulling up the organic in their ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much impact that my words have been expressed as ideas have been sitting in the lobby. I'm sitting here, let it go through. Ideas are coming through. Don't get in the way. Let's be that part. As history and time have been molding our thoughts, have you been inspired to see certain things? As you hear music, and enough music you hear, you start feeling that life that's inspiring you, and your ears start opening up, right? It's a part of your frequency, right? Like people trying to find the right frequency. When, remember, back in the day, you were aware of these things, where people had problems with their antennas, they tried to loom fall, they tried to do all kinds of things to make the frequency come in, right? Imagine those days, right? Someone that said, well, I never experienced that, but it's people that never experienced it, heard about it, right? Being in people's houses that had that, right? Seeing it, right? But think about how the actual ability of the frequency changed. How 30 years ago, 40 years ago, people would laugh at you talking about how cell phones and devices are today, right? Someone would laugh at you about those things. 25, 30 years ago plus, people that didn't know about it, they wouldn't get it, right? But think about how this is becoming so much invested in the hardware of the experience. Did I say that? Oh, yeah, I did say that. As people say, man, preach, when they saying that, when I'm around, oh, man, I feel like the DNA of ideas, I feel like I'll, like someone's been pulling me up, and I get to be a part. Do you know what it feels like for people to say things that you know you've been talking about a long time? People don't know you've been talking like that. People get inspired. To hear that in my life, to hear that and coming through these ideas where people say, well, where did you get this song from? Because you get inspired from the appetite of what people are reflecting, what people are pinning their prints, almost like the actual children that put their handprints on painting. They get their parents from their first art, right? Mm-hmm. And then put on the parents, they keep these arts, and the kids get older. And different levels of the kids' creativity, kind of see some of the stories within that child and how that child ability, it shows you other things, right?
Right.
Right, right. Everyone, this is, you know, part of the show program. That I have to reflect in a moment. You know, my colleague and co-host, name is Talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I don't want you to forget, right? Let's go over this. Because my co-host wanted to know, what is this? Why that in our life, the organic in your conversation, like, when I used to talk about, do you remember this poem you asked me? What is the the solar system organic, and why you keep talking about the reflection of where the energy coming from through you. Do you remember me having a discussion with you that years ago about these things?
I'm trying to remember. Let's see if I can come back. Refresh my memory a little bit. Come on.
Okay, so remember I was talking about wheatgrass, hay pimping, field hedgehog.
Oh yes, I remember that. Now it's all come flooding back to me. It's hit me hard.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's like wheatgrass, hay pimping, field hedgehog. On top of that, reflection of braining in the concept brain. What are you thinking about, man? Why you got to say the brain? What's reflecting of the brain or the solar system of reflection and all this solar and conversation points? I've been talking about the solar and reflection for, 15, 20 years now? And so the thing we're all thinking about is how the idea of what we're thinking about, right? How they're reflecting, right? How we're reflecting, how we are selflessly are creating more imprint of, you know, how plasma and blood is, right? How plasma, what is the smaller percentage? Is blood? No, yeah, of course, yeah. Blood is less blood than plasma, correct? Yes, a part of it,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Think about this. In your life, what is you are taking for granted and not enjoying and the things that you're trying to compromise are quite a bit of the thing that you should be rewarding to the actual ability of appreciating those moments, right? So think about how many things in your life that you compromised it for something that it's like, say this, I've said this too. It's like being in the dark, looking for something, and the thing you're looking for in the dark is the thing that you're destroying that's going to be in the light. Isn't that something? You've been looking for something in the dark, you're tired or whatever, lazy, and you wake up or you see what happened and you see what you destroyed in the light and you say, oh, my goodness. And what you were destroying is way more important to the thing that you were trying to be tiptoeing in the dark about.
Indeed.
Everyone, look at the moment, okay? Think about this. When people find good people and able to truly enhance that, they say, man, I've been scamming the resources of my pimping. When people truly, think about this, for those had the opportunity to talk to different, see, this is what people fail to realize. It's too many types of women that have been out there and exploiting their bodies to forget where these people's minds, where they're connecting the energy flow and how that is. It's too many. Even if you are at the end of your rope, you're 80, 90, it's too many things that's been on this planet, too many people that's been exploited, been resources
mm-hmm.
to forget
mm-hmm.
this and how the impact of what people are, right?
Yes.
Over the last 30 years plus, if you go back 30 years plus, how many people that have been incarcerated, that have babies incarcerated, and et cetera, and how all these different cycles of people, now there are people that we talk about and have been talking about in other countries that been going through the mindset of someone that have exceptional ability. Imagine having exceptional genius and you're coming from a different part of the world and people being molesting you and using all the resources to molest and hide that slavery, prostitution, energy. And what happens to other babies and other kids that's coming through that space? If you give kids lead water, what does lead water do? Just a metaphor.
Oh, God.
Think about if you add more problems to that, and then you wonder how the mindset of a lot of people, and think we ain't forget about all the people that have been emotionally on the edge to suicide. You got to think about all these years that people that you never got a chance to meet that would have been here. Think about that. Imagine, it's like, you know what that is? It's like a gift that somebody really cared about, your relative really cared about you, and they've been thinking about you, and they finally got enough money, but you don't know about that person. And they was thinking about something that was so important, and that thing you wanted, see that, how that bell came on? That thing you really wanted, it got damaged, so you never received it. So that's what it is. It's a damaged gift that you never were able to receive through the delivery. And there's so many people just like you that don't get delivered. That is a blessing that's been unblessed. And for us to see moments where creating peace and creating this ability of life for those that have the connection to be a part, sharing that life with those type of people, feeling that moment, connecting, carrying that life as you lay down, caring like a part of being yoga. You truly care in those moments where life have been compensated with the reward of laughter, that muscle's always craving to be rewarded. Thank y'all for a moment. I want you to take this appreciation for the RIP, resting internal reflection that my life turned inside of a moment of appreciating comedy. This is a moment that I have to reflect and give gratitude to my colleague for dealing with his oppositional moments. And this is a moment to truly, truly be a part of your moment, to appreciate you as you here today. And for you to not forget this moment, appreciation as you deal with obstacles and oppositions in your life, and to let you know caring cares more for the life that you able to truly be a part of, left in a moment where time have fell out.
I want to thank you all for listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. You can pick up all our shows. You can listen to all our shows on blogtalkradio.com, on the web.
My name is Comedy Organic OK and Comedian Organic OK. Everyone, good night to you. Good night to my co-hosts, and good night. Reflecting in your moment of appreciation. Rest in peace.
We'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for getting involved. And please, every single one of you, take a moment to feed your soul. It needs it. It's dying for it. It needs it every day. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, and good night.